Coming up on tonight's podcast, Chelsea complain about 2 games in 3 days. We can't even be asked doing 1 podcast a week. We're back from playing away like Ryan Giggs removing his shaft from his brother's wife's vagina. Beyonce to the left of me, Paolo to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. We have Bruce Swain, more arrogant than Christopher Samba, telling you to get over it. Tebow, more emotional than a fiery Italian fascist. And Max Carnage, more intellectual than the musings of Joey Barton. This is The F Factor.
Good evening and welcome to the F Factor podcast, returning from a brief international break. We are on the 3rd of April 2013. Alongside me, I have my two traditional correspondents, and I think we'll start by getting a little bit emotional with Tebow. How is Liverpool's number one fan?
Very lonely.
Very lonely. That's devastating. Yes.
You wouldn't expect anything less.
No. I have noticed, by the way. Sorry, I'm not wearing the recording shades. This could be a bad omen. I looked at you and I expected some sort of shades. I don't know why.
I can sort that out. Just kicks in.
Yeah. That's how you don't pronounce it. Yeah, you pronounce it year.
Yeah.
As in,
yeah, boy.
As in the metric, the calendar metric. Oh, the shades are out.
Oh, yeah.
You may hear some the noise of another man. That's because alongside me, and what a man, with some slightly different music this week, it is a regular guest correspondent, Max Carnage. Yes, that's right. It's Mendelssohn's wedding march in honour of what did you do this week, Max?
More important than any football result.
I'd say it's fairly obvious.
No, it's not, because this implies that you got married.
Ooh, maybe I did.
Maybe he had a shotgun wedding in Gretna. No,
Gretna Green.
There's no reason to go to Gretna as they've gone out of business. So the football team, didn't
Kenny Duker, the good doctor.
Indeed,
Goal scoring machine.
But yes, Max did indeed ask for the hand of his good lady.
Yeah.
Care to expand?
No.
He,
keep it simple.
I believe he did it over a romantic meal.
Yeah.
He doesn't
forthcoming with the details.
He's not forthcoming with it.
Posted all over Facebook and Twitter about it the weekend.
Exactly, he posted it all over social media. And let's be honest, no other fucker listens to it other than people who listen to it on social media. Although, having said that, I did check the YouTube account to learn that we have the return of a previous segment, which is known as Interesting Facts. I haven't got any music there, so I warn you now. I'll just cut it off. And there were lots of countries to choose from, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Do you want to go through the list? Or?
I'll go through the list with the one that I actually picked last. We had Kazakhstan provided us with a viewing of 19 seconds.
Ooh.
Canada provided 2 minutes 33
of the Canadians.
2 minutes 33?
They're like non-offensive Americans.
They are, yes. Where else have we got? Brazil gave us a 19 second viewing. Saudi Arabia gave us a 26. I'm going to propose that the reason we got these views was because we did the bit about Ronaldo, which I know didn't have that many views, but I suspect around the world Ronaldo is quite recognisable. Which is probably why it happened.
We should tag footballers in.
But in any case, I do. But
damn it!
But bear in mind, these are the stats from YouTube on stuff that we did ages ago, not stuff from Podomatic, because you have to upgrade and all kinds of shit to get their analytics properly, and it costs money, and I don't want to spend money on it. However, clocking in, for some reason, 2 views, however, a combined total of a mighty 5 seconds.
It'll do.
In honour of a man who ran Barcelona a little bit ragged in the Champions League, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, we have interesting facts about Sweden.
Interesting.
It is indeed. Following on from the Saudi Arabian topic in the past, 42.7% of parliamentarians, nice word, in Sweden, this is at 2002, were female. Nearly half the decision making in Sweden is done by women.
I actually know a female Swede.
Not the vegetable.
No, that's
good.
So, yeah.
Well, if she was around in 1862, she would have realised that Sweden became the first country to grant suffrage for married women in local elections.
I don't think she was.
If she was.
She's a witch! Burn her! Sweden is set to become the first country in the world to phase out petrol for biofuel.
Ooh, interesting.
A friend of mine the other day... he works at a sort of delivery depot thing. A guy turned up and his car had been converted to run on chip fat. And it stunk like a chip shop. So there are downsides to being eco-friendly. Contrary to the fact that they're introducing biofuel, they also have the highest number of nuclear plants per capita, with 10 reactors for every 9 million inhabitants.
Wow.
That's a slight turnaround, isn't it?
Why aren't America invading them?
Well, the Americans might be turned off by the fact that in Sweden, the total taxation is amounts to 54.2%, the highest level worldwide. I don't think that means your income... I need to research... I don't really care, but... I don't think it means that the income tax rate is 54%. I think it just means 54% of the populace pay tax. Which, let's be honest, over here is not going to be enough.
That's not as it sounds.
Have the highest standard VAT rate in the world, along with Denmark and Hungary, of 25%.
So what we're basically saying is that
you don't want to live there.
An expensive place to live.
It's a pretty expensive place to live.
It's a nice place, though.
It also, again,
have you been?
You know, they go on about the whole... eco drive and all, you know, and being good and all this. Sweden also has the highest number of McDonald's restaurants per capita in Europe.
Boom.
Although it is still only about half of the US ratio.
I'm moving.
Was that a good thing to tell two Yorkies?
True. There's many, many other interesting facts about Sweden, but I think we'll leave it with the selection of their musical creations.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list here of the greatest pop bands and singers. Could you name me three that have come from Sweden?
I'll name
Ben,
you.
Bjorn,
Abba.
Abba.
There you go.
Three? Did you say Ben Bjorn?
Ben
I'll give you a clue.
Beedy beedy boo. That means nothing to me.
It's the start of tune. What does she want?
I don't know.
What does she want?
Isn't that a baby?
Hey, there we go. It was like he was on
autopilot.
His eyes even glazed over like he was possessed.
What are they called?
Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
I knew they were Scandinavian.
Oh. There was that song out recently.
Narrows it down?
Yeah. Where they go boom, 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 or something like that.
No, it wasn't the Vengeboys.
It was, and the guy's playing the trumpet.
Anyway.
I know what
you're
on about. As a Liverpool fan, you should be accustomed to the song, I'm Losing My Favourite Game. who wrote that tune?
Nice rendition there too.
Oh no, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why he sang in your band, and not just because Chris is rubbish.
I don't know.
It's something you'd wear.
Hat.
The Cardigans. Roxette.
They're Swedish.
Yeah, the Cardigans.
Oh, they were Welsh.
Roxette. Roxette are also Swedish. Europe.
Europe
with the final. I didn't know that. I'd never knew.
I'm pretty sure I'm watching.
Weren't that band who won Eurovision?
No, they were Finnish.
Lordy. Yeah, they don't like each other,
Lordy.
Do they? So it's probably. I
don't know.
To apologise to the Swedes.
International.
There are also some others listed here that I'll be honest, I've never fucking heard. Oh well, I have heard Robin, spelled with a Y. I have some terrible pop singer.
Let me have a look.
No.
Oh, Melancholy in a Swedish.
Yes. They're not on the list.
They
are Swedish though. A Star Teens, which sounds a little sinister.
I'm sure I've heard
of it. Alcazar, anyone?
Alcazar.
I thought he played for Wigan. and Hagfist.
Hagfist.
Yeah, no idea.
Have you ever heard Swedish people speak?
I have. They don't speak like they do in Family Guy.
No.
I used to work with the Swedish guy.
This Swedish girl who I met over in Skiathos a couple of years ago, and every time we go there, she's there. And
Sambi, worries.
She works behind the bar in the place we stay, and she's got a little dog with her, and she's quite sound.
She's painting a picture.
Yeah, I'm painting a picture.
Blonde hair?
No, actually. Forget it's, her.
She's not Swedish.
It's dark hair. Boob job.
Yeah. Oh, Swedish.
Yeah. Anyway, she rang one of her family members back home while we were all at a table having drinks and things. And the conversation. Did you ever see the Clangers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a bit like that.
Yeah, they have got a very bizarre lilt to their voice.
It was like a whistling conversation. It was like.
Well, there was a Swedish guy who used to work in our bit who was, he was either a doctor or a professor. He was fucking mental as well. He used to get particularly annoyed at us not being able to deal with snow. And he would just stand up in the middle of the office when a bit of snow came down the one time going, "It's snowing!" at the top of his voice.
He wouldn't like Tim then, would he?
No, he would not.
You
like
know what? First time I'm going to do it on the podcast, get fucked.
Yay!
I've gone, four podcasts now without swearing. There it is, Max.
I knew I'd get you eventually.
I've just given up on the swearing ban now because nobody seems to care.
I cared.
Well, if I can swear and get away with
I
it,
I don't
then.
Care. And I'll leave you with the fact that despite all the taxation and everything else, Swedish people do have the longest life expectancy in Europe at 80.51 years.
Don't they have the quite fitting? I would probably know this being the EMI one. Don't they have the lowest suicide rate in Europe?
No, they have the highest suicide.
And you know, there was one of the two to do suicide.
I can't remember. I actually heard that the other day. I was wondering, I can't remember what it was. But yes, they do. They also don't allow you. Also get done for smacking your children. I know, that wasn't the official wording that was written down. I know that fact anyway.
Enough about Sweden.
Indeed, I think it's time to move on to everyone's favourite section and get a little sexual baby. I'm looking in your eyes. I thought I'd do the creepy voice, just a weird way. So sexual moments of the week. Anyone want to start?
I'll start.
Go on then.
The mighty Castlecroft Rangers won 2 games in
3
days.
We will cover this in more detail.
That is sexy. That's real sexy.
Results over the weekend. I will go with the fantastic Wolverhampton Wanderers, who have remembered how to win games, albeit very scarily.
Push.
They actually played particularly in the second half against Middlesbrough. They were fantastic.
I did see the goals. Sigurdarson's goal was very good.
We had to get in there before all the Premiership clubs wanted him, apparently.
Yeah.
Because his value was going to massively inflate.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
No. he looks a
good goal.
He looks a decent player, but
yeah.
And we're going to need him to score goals. As Sylvan and Blake has
broken leg.
Yeah, broken his leg.
What?
Probably reaching for a cake.
I just say he's done all right. Past few couple of matches, hasn't he?
He's a good
cakes.
Championship player.
He bakes cakes.
He likes cake.
He bakes cakes.
He does both.
Sylvan, he likes cake. He likes cake.
Maybe he bakes the cake to like the cake.
You've got to like what you're baking.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's what ladies say about pregnancy. anyway, yes.
I'm going to go for Liverpool's general performance.
The
fact that
here we go.
First time they've come from behind.
Here
after
we go.
After
yeah,
conceding
yeah,
the first
sure,
one.
Yeah.
But the main moment was Steven Gerrard's fantastic off the line clearance.
Mm.
It was awesome. Mm. Screaming.
Yeah,
noise.
he was pretty awful the rest of the game.
It doesn't matter.
Masked by the fact he scored a penalty
and
cleared a lot more off the line.
I
kept losing awful possession all game.
Against. Was it. It wasn't a summary that much. They didn't play now, did they?
No.
Montenegro.
Montenegro,
were he? Mm. I've never seen him give the ball away so much. It was hilarious.
We'll actually come on to England because we had the week off when England played. We haven't actually discussed England. I'd be interested to know your thoughts because my interpretation was different to the media's, shall we say.
This was mine.
I don't know what the media's. Man City. I know you don't like talking about Man City, but this is not meant to be a biased football show. Even though it blame is. 1-4-0 against Newcastle.
Yeah, I didn't bother watching it.
Looked impressive.
Don't care.
Arsenal beat Reading 4-1. Could have been about 8-1.
Wow, we've exhausted the song.
We have exhausted
the song. First time we've done that.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else particularly sexual. Not especially, I would say.
What about the result on Monday? Sure, you defend the result sexual.
The results on Monday.
Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday. QPR.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I'm pleased that QPR lost.
Monday.
I'm pleased that Man United lost to Chelsea.
The look of disgust. If only a microphone could capture love.
Jesus Christ. By the way, the one thing I haven't pointed out so far is that we are podcasting in daylight. The first time ever, and the sun was out and we were all cheery. That's kind of sexual.
Still fucking freezing.
It is. You know, people go on about the sun, but oh, it's sunny. Yeah, I went outside onto the car park at work. Yeah, I know you got your shorts on, but you're an idiot. I went outside to the car park and there was still snow.
Yeah.
And like,
the
it can't
massive
warm
batch of snow on the shedding.
Yeah,
board,
exactly.
Still.
It can't
it's
be
annoying the hell out of me.
I think the main. We'll move on to the. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll move on to England first. Just to cash.
Okay.
Excuse me, the coat is here, Windy Pops. Thoughts on Paolo and the. Firstly, on the O'Neill sacking, should we go with. What were your thoughts on the sacking of Martin O'Neill?
A bit of a shock. I know he's not been doing well, but
yeah,
they always do that whole yeah, we're behind the manager 100%.
I felt it was one of those shocks that also wasn't a shock,
yeah,
if you know what I mean. It's like it was less shocking than Adkins.
For me, it was just wrong timing. I just think if you're gonna do, you may as well just see it out to the end of the season.
But
I don't think another manager is going to be able to come in and make that much of a difference.
Oh, were you underestimating Paolo?
I'm not underestimating Paolo. I didn't think Sunderland would go down.
He's a supreme leader.
Anyway.
He likes putting his hand up to ask questions as well.
He's just really polite.
He
was just waving at his friends in the crowd, apparently.
Now, there's been obviously the appointment of Paolo Di Canio. You've mentioned O'Neill. Ignore me. Paolo Di Canio has been appointed, obviously. He has no Premiership experience, he has no Championship experience. But that wasn't the main issue that the media wanted to drive out. The media wanted to drive out the fact that they termed him a fascist.
He's not the son of God, he's a very naughty man.
For bonus points, could somebody tell me what a fascist is?
I could kind of try and describe it, because I actually think it's a difficult term to describe.
It's not. I did a podcast.
It's not like you've got Wikipedia up on your laptop.
Yeah. Now move the laptop away.
Fascism is
Here we go. It's not that difficult to explain.
It's a weird one in that he was saying he's, you know, that in the past he was quoted as, now we'll get into the whole being quoted as, but in the past he was saying, I'm a fascist, not a racist. And basically fascists don't believe in democracy. They believe in things like nationalism, to make the country get better, and they believe in the subjugation of others, inferior people, that, like, because that's why they went into Abyssinia in Italy and all this kind of stuff, because they felt that that was their resources and they should have that.
They also believe in an ultimate leader of their
country.
They
do believe in an ultimate leader. Mussolini wasn't the best leader.
No, he wasn't.
Why is it they're always little men? Do you not see this?
No, it tastes
true.
They do. Yeah.
It's what my stepdad turns Yorkshire Terrier syndrome.
Yeah. It's
which is very true. There's a guy at work who is the epitome of Yorkshire Terrier syndrome.
Small man syndrome.
Yes.
He's also a well known phenomenon. Still can't
phenomenon.
I've sound like Arkwright. I fucking open my eyes. But I don't understand that. Why? It's like with Hitler.
Yeah, we won't go to names.
I was going to say, would I know him?
No, probably not.
Hitler was Austrian.
Yeah.
And he was leading Germany before they invaded Austria.
Yeah, I always find that one an interesting situation.
Perfect explanation for that.
I had to explain that to my younger sister the other day, because she didn't know that Hitler was Austrian.
It'd be like us electing Neil Kinnock.
Yeah, but there's the perfect explanation for why he was Austrian, leading Germany and invaded Austria. He was a mental bastard.
He was a mental bastard. and
magic!
In terms of the fascism versus racism thing, it's ow. For the record, Tebow has just turned the light on, which is blinding.
It was
like,
getting a little bit dark.
Turn
it
off.
No, keep it on. My eyes have adjusted now.
Apologies.
She's all going
I've
to
I've thrown, thrown your chair.
She's all going to shit!
Calm down now, Andrew.
Yeah.
Put the gun down.
The whole thing was that supposedly he'd said in the past that I am a fascist, not a racist. Now, it's kind of semantics, isn't it? You technically, to be a fascist, you don't have to be racist. But
it helps.
And I'm pretty sure that
it's largely the same.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Paolo Di Canio wasn't saying I am a fascist, as in I am a fascist. I loyally follow this particular way. You know,
he's
come out today and said he's not political. No. So,
firstly, it really doesn't matter if he was anyway, because his political views aren't really anything to do with the football club. I can understand why people would pull out.
You see, the thing that's not annoys me, but the thing that I don't understand why there's such a big kerfuffle over it now is
he was Swindon manager and this wasn't brought up.
Yeah, he was Swindon manager, wasn't brought up. He played in England for years.
I know.
And he was never as much of a problem as he is when he's moved to the Sunderland.
And are we not, with the risk of getting a little political, the fact that we live in a democracy anyway, should we not even be?
Well,
we should, whether we agree with them or not, we should allow
the
people.
The irony is that he's a fascist and he doesn't believe in democracy.
Well,
But I was very tempted to do a picture of Paolo with democracy's overrated anyway.
Yeah.
To be honest, if, you know, people go on about democracy being this fantastic thing, but
in principle,
it is. But at the same time, there's a high enough percentage of morons to mean that democracy can sometimes be a bad thing. It's like the amount of people who would go out and say, yeah, let's fucking hang somebody up by the lampposts when, I don't know, like somebody, like a child abuser, and it's like, right, so you're making yourself better by murdering somebody because they did something bad. What? But anyway,
God, this is getting deep.
This is what we do, you know, we're three intelligent men. Well, one and two. I'm not saying which one.
I might have been.
Then we all know which one you're suggesting.
I refer to you.
It's all right.
I referred to you as intellectual.
You did actually. I'll give you that one.
I met somebody the other day who was. Bless her. It's never good when you proceed with bless her.
Yeah.
I guess.
No.
She was a lovely, lovely girl.
Oh God, it's never good when you. No, that one's.
I've got to be careful because I'm going to.
So,
get,
bless her. She was a lovely, lovely girl.
I've got to be careful because I might be bumping into her later.
But.
But she was saying how she was. I'm trying to learn new words and stuff because I want to sound
intellectual.
Oh no, yeah, bless her, she's not that stupid.
Yeah.
She was going to work at our place and then.
Well, it doesn't take a lot,
let's
be fair.
Didn't take her on.
Does she say an intergalactic yet then?
No. But she is best friends with. Some of the hot people who work at the supermarket down the end of my road.
So that's what you've been talking to, basically.
No, because she was actually arrived around my house because she was friends with one of my friends.
Ladies and dickies.
This was a long while ago. There's a lady in my house a lot, but that also happens to be my mom. So we've kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent here.
Yeah. A bit.
I'm going to tell you now because it's all gone to shit. But because you gave me Duff intelligence,
I did not give you Duff intelligence. I gave you the intelligence that I was.
That's bad.
You haven't got any.
No, what is it? We've lost.
Really bad intelligence.
There we go. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But
that's the information I was given.
But anyway.
From a trusted
source. Because you gave me Duff intelligence, it's not going to happen anymore. But what I was going to do is, if anything had come out successfully from that and I ended up with that person, I was going to do what I turned. And I was going to make out that was so not grateful to you at all. And I was just going to be really rude and just be like, yeah, well, I could have done it myself and all this kind of stuff. And then get you really wound up. And then I was going to wander on the podcast do Max Carnage Appreciation Night, which was going to be, which was going to basically be, this is your life.
I heard
with,
the plan. It was good.
With lots of people going, yeah, when I met him, I thought he was a bit of a dickhead, but he's actually quite sound. I don't know why they'd be Londoners like that.
Why would it be a bit of a dickhead when they're
Come on. Come on, man.
Look, it's not what the ladies think. The ladies think, wow. I'm not even going to say what that was.
You've got to.
There's no way of describing it, really, is there?
He's pretending to slap the ladies behind.
From a certain position.
Yeah,
posterior.
Yeah.
How do you know it was ladies?
Christ, from intellectual to pretending to spank.
I really wish it had picked up that comment Max just made a bit better. How do you know it was a lady? Because we're not against. I was going to say, we're not against homophobia. We're not against homosexuals, so clearly we're allowed to joke about them. What are you looking at?
There's some weird guy coming out of the house over there.
This is why we normally have the curtains.
Yeah. I get distracted very
easily.
We're going
to talk about football later.
I don't know whether people are interested in the football. People watch Match of the Day for the football. They come to us for the personality and the pizzazz. I don't know, I don't think I was in the 50s or something.
It's like a little New York gangster.
Yeah.
They are taking
a
long time to get in.
Paolo Di Canio. Paolo Di Canio. I think we'll end that particular session with what do we think about long term prospects, success, not success?
It'd be great to see him win the championship.
I think personally
Sunderland will stay up.
He will take the premiership by storm.
Oh.
Bold prediction.
It could all end in tears.
He's got a
lot of personality, and yes, it could work out very well for him at first, but we'll have to wait and see.
We've been going for this idea for a while, and you two pussied out of it. And
what
I've already got a bold prediction.
I've got one as well.
Right, okay. I'll find some music. It's all news or dun, 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 like Mastermind engine or something. Although we're saving that for Mastermind. Bold prediction number one, BP one, is the one that I said on Twitter, Wigan or I'm trying to remember.
Millwall.
Millwall. I was thinking Oldham for some reason. Megan.
Megan and Waldall.
Wigan or Millwall.
So Muppets.
To win FA Cup. Mark it down. 03-04-13.
By the way, Ronaldo has just had a lovely finish, apparently, improving his goal scoring ratio to 1.0107438 goals per game.
Better than Messi.
But has he scored against every other team in the Premier League consecutively? No. End of debate. Wigan or Millwall winning the FA Cup.
Well, no, that's not the end of the debate. If you want to have a debate about it,
we're not going
to
have a debate.
We're not going to maximize.
Okay, no. You're scared.
No,
you're
scared. I'm
pouncing on a timid little.
It's okay.
I know. Please continue. It's fine.
We don't need to have this discussion.
No, what I'm going to say now is I know that I'm right, but unlike Tim, I like to base things on facts. I need to do a little research for next week. And we'll reopen the debate.
Fine.
I still think it's just
bold
really nice
prediction
show.
Number two isn't that bold, but I think under Di Canio Sunderland will finish in the top 10 next year. Sunderland top
of the
10.
Championship of the Premier League
in the Premier League top 10 next year brackets prem. Right, Max Carnage, you informed me that you have a bold prediction.
I do, yes.
Have you pushed it out of it like Tim's Liverpool one?
No.
Of course, not really pushed it out of it. It's near mathematically impossible.
Well, you it was near mathematically impossible at the start of the season, Tim, yeah. Let's be honest.
Anyway.
Excuse me. It's it is kind of
yeah.
It's a long, long, long
okay.
shot.
My bold prediction is that Chelsea will not qualify for the Champions League.
I don't even think that's that bold, but we'll go with it.
Next season. Well, for this season.
Yeah,
the next
they won't finish in
Champions
top four
League.
This season.
I would throw into that as well that they won't win a trophy this season.
Whoa! Are you hijacking my...
No, I'm not.
Whoa!
Not,
oh, you think Man
yeah.
City?
Well, not necessarily, but I'm talking FA Cup and I'm talking Europa League.
I'm intrigued
by that on the basis that as they were discussing on Radio 5 the other night, Benitez's aims for the season and Chelsea's aims are somewhat different.
Exactly. I think what's going to happen, I've got this mad idea, he's going to put the Premier League to one side, focus on the two trophies
for his CV
obviously, and I think it's going to backfire. I think he's gonna slip out of the top four, and then when the pressure's on, bang.
Do you have a
it also means, unfortunately, that if I am correct, Arsenal are gonna jam their way into the Champions League again.
Yes.
Which is the only downside to it, really. Because
yeah.
It would mask another poor season.
They've obviously been once again rumblings
mm-hmm.
of Arsenal
mm-hmm.
spending £3 trillion in the transfer.
But I do think it'd be a bit of karma for Chelsea because they shouldn't have qualified for the Champions League.
No, and then they sacked the guy that they shouldn't have sacked.
Yeah, who got them into it.
Who won them the thing that Abramovich has been after for
yeah.
a decade.
So yeah.
So
that's
ready.
My bold prediction.
I've calculated it.
Oh,
it is mathematically possible.
Okay.
Despite the
is
way
going for that?
You're really going to go for this?
Not the one you're thinking.
Oh, you're going to put your own
Liverpool league. Making Champions League is ahead of it, and Europa League's a nine possibility as well. QPR won't go down.
QPR to not go down.
He's trying to.
That really is a bold prediction.
He's trying to
mathematically,
get
it's definitely possible.
So to recap for the listeners out there, I can't do my one because it's not till next season. So my bold prediction still remains as Wigan or Millwall will win the FA Cup this season. If you want to get involved on Twitter, go with #.
Hashtag. Get down with the kids.
Oh, fawny guy.
With who?
#. Oh, God, it sounds weird saying it. It sounds like I'm being one of these utes.
Hashtag cool.
Utes.
Hashtag Swain.
Hashtag Swain.
If you want to go for Chelsea, will not only Chelsea not qualify for the Champions League by not finishing in the top four, they won't even win a trophy, go for hashtag Carnage. And if you think QPR are going to stay up, hashtag
Tebow. Oh,
that's better than what I thought it would
be. I don't know.
I thought it was going to be hashtag Tebow.
I didn't know what to. Well, let's keep him to Tebow. So, hashtag Swain, hashtag Carnage, or hashtag Tebow.
I've got a strong feeling that hashtag Tebow and hashtag Carnage are going to be
trending
up there.
Trending.
Like trending.
Trending
before,
like
certainly before hashtag Swain is.
Yeah, I keep them. You two are on your phones right now.
That's irrelevant.
However, I may have many Twitter accounts that you don't know about.
So you're going to cheat, basically.
I don't. I was just making that up. I have got a Twitter account.
So are we tagging in the F Factor with the
You send it to our Twitter address, which is at F_Factor_, and use the hashtag Swain, hashtag Tebow. No, just Tebow, no dashes or anything.
Yep.
Or hashtag Carnage.
Boom.
So,
damn it, we got in before. Man.
We'll move on. I think we'll have a quick look at. Oh, we were talking about QPR. So, Christopher Samba has come out.
Mm-hmm.
This week. Get over it, sister. About his wages, because obviously he earns a reported £100,000 a week. Which apparently isn't true, so I've heard from the QPR guy, chairman, somebody. Not Tony Fernandez, some money man.
Your friend who knows a friend who knows.
No, he was on Radio 5. That's rubbish, we're not paying him that much.
It's £120,000 a week!
But then that's, you know, how seriously can you take that? Now, he had a poor performance against Fulham. He allowed, he conceded a penalty. And generally played a bit shit. He came out after the game when the fans were slating him for his wages and said that they needed to get over it because it doesn't matter how much you earn, you can have a bad game.
The bit which I enjoyed the most was he said it doesn't matter how much we earn as footballers in general because we entertain, I can't remember if he said millions around the world.
Come on,
QPR fans around the
world.
You know
what? I'm going to really anger a few people.
People are entertained by, you know, capital punishment, but you're not going to pay people hangmen.
They did in the old days.
100 grand a week.
Look. It's none of the fans' business, really. Well, I don't mean that necessarily. It's there shouldn't be blame. There is no fan who should be turning around to a player at that club and blaming him for the wages he earns.
No.
Every single one of those fans, if they've got an issue that a
don't
player earns too much wages, they should be taking it up with the club.
Or don't go to the games.
Exactly.
This is my thing with people across football who moan about wages in football. It's like, do you guys, have you got the season ticket?
Yeah.
Well, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be brutally honest. If you don't like the wages get paid, your protest can be don't go and watch the game, go and watch some grassroots. Or
exactly.
Go down the pub where you haven't paid for the Sky
and watch it again.
And watch it on Sky.
But the way I see it is, you know, if I was Christopher Samba and QPR came in and said, "There's £100,000 a week, come play for us."
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry, that's too much.
You know what? No.
That's
no.
Too much.
No.
I'd have to get a
no.
Whoa.
It's a ludicrous amount of money. I'm not going to take that. I'm going to stay where I am.
Let's put it this way.
I
know this isn't really applicable to YouTube because you both hate your job. But if somebody came in, if you didn't, and somebody came into you and went, "You want to do that? You know the thing you do now? Do you want to come to us and we'll give you like £20,000 extra a year?"
Not one person would turn it down.
No.
Not one person.
No, that's far too much for
not
my idea.
One person who moans about footballers' wages would turn it down in the same situation. So I'm well aware that Wayne Rooney at Manchester United earns £250,000 a week. Reportedly, you know, that's the contract he got. Do I care? And I put my money in, I go, you know, occasionally go to games, I pay for my Sky, I buy the shirts every year. So my money goes into that. Do I care? No. It's not, at the end of the day, I'm watching my team play football. I'm happy to watch my team play football. Whether he earns £5 a week or £250,000 a week, I couldn't care less. Well, because if it was me in that situation, you know, or what I've got an issue with is when you've got youth footballers earning
£5, £10, £15, £20 grand a week
before they've actually broken through into the first. That's where there's an issue. But you can't have a go at a footballer because your club's decided to pay him stupid wages. That's not his fault. As long as he goes out and does his best, which I don't doubt Christian Sandler. You can have a bad game, which is exactly what he's trying to say. Everyone can have a bad game, whether you're being paid money to play, or whether I'm paying money to play for my club, for example. I'll still have a bad game. You know, it doesn't make a difference.
Money doesn't mean that you're going
to
be any good, does it?
You're not going to go, if they think that Christopher Samuel's going to rock up at QPR and go, you know what? I like it here. I'm going to play for free.
Like David Beckham.
How often does it happen, and how rich has David Beckham had to get before he's done it?
I know. I've always been of the belief that footballers, you couldn't do it as a club because then nobody would come to you if you did it on your own. But across the board, I think, up to a certain age, footballers' money. There are certain examples like Rooney. You know, at 18, he's going to be earning megabucks. But even for them, I think you should get to a point where, until they're about 23 or something, where their money is just kind of largely locked away from them, so they can't just do a Michael Johnson.
Of course, crazy.
And just give them enough, not to just be like, oh, you know, we can go to the shop and buy milk and whatever. They have a reasonable standard of living, like everybody else. And then you educate them about money, because surely as a club, you want your players. Like, you don't want them to have a gambling problem like Michael Chopra.
There's that article that Craig Bellamy was in the other day, and he said, when I first came through, I was cleaning boots, I was getting teas, I was cleaning the changing rooms, the manager's rooms, the referees' changing rooms, cleaning all this, and these kids today,
they don't have no respect.
They come in and it's literally like, you know, oh, here you go, there's a new car, and you know, it's not just a new car, it's like a brand new 500,000
it's a brand new
car.
Army camouflage painted Bentley,
and it's like
they wonder what the problem is with
people. Just don't, if they know that they're going to get that no matter what, it doesn't matter how they play sometimes. You know, they're not going to be affected by the fact that they've got, oh, you know, I'm being paid 50 grand a week.
The thing is, though, and again, I'm going to anger some people now, but I guarantee I'm 100% right, because it's not the players' fault, it's not the club's fault, it's the fans' fault.
Because if the fans don't want it, they
buy into it. Every single person who watches football buys into it, which is why I don't care really that footballers earn that kind of money. I genuinely don't care, because fans buy into football. The more people who want to watch it, the more people who want to go, the prices go up, the cost for Sky goes up, the advertising goes up, it just keeps escalating and escalating. That's why over the last 20 years, footballers have gone from earning £1,000 a week to £100,000 a week, and that's because of the growth of the game. And that comes down to one thing: people watching it. If you're going to watch football, you can't be hypocritical, sit there and watch it and say, oh, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with how much they're being paid. Don't watch it then, it's that simple. Or, as Andy said, get down your local park and watch some fucking grassroots football. Watch some people who care about it.
I just you know, it's at the end of the day, it's all right. There are bankers about to have a go up instead. Anyway, there are some footballers who don't earn £100,000 a week.
Yay!
We are onto grassroots football with a pretty much delighted Max Carnage.
I'm very happy at the moment.
Did you concede any goals?
Just the one. It was an absolute screamer, to be fair.
Is it because you didn't shout, "Keepers!"?
No, I don't really think I had an opportunity. I think I spanked it in from 20 yards.
Maybe you should do that when somebody's going to take a shot.
However, and it was an exceptional goal, but as pretty much everyone who was there will tell you, as he was about to hit the ball, it bobbled up perfectly for him, so he caught it and it just dipped and went in. But it doesn't matter. We won two games over the weekend, Saturday and then Sunday, which now puts us four games on the bench.
I'll correct you for your team.
Saturday and Monday now puts us four games on the banks. And we're playing again tomorrow against bottom of the league. So hopefully we'll make it five.
And then you've got...
And then we go
on
to play...
Oh, this sounds like then the words of an overconfident man saying that he's playing the bottom team of the league and he's going to win.
Well...
They've got a goal difference of -111, to be fair.
At least they're not that Welsh ladies team that exited the league.
No, that was
it a minus...
What was it?
I don't even know. I could find it.
Yeah,
out,
but teams like who we're playing tomorrow, Sporting FC, they've got a young
Sporting
kid.
FC.
They've got a young kid running the team on his own, and he's struggling to put a team out every week, but he still gets that team there every week and they turn up and they play, despite the fact they've won one game all season.
How would one go about becoming the manager of a club in your league?
Getting in touch with them, for a start.
How would one set up a team?
Are you looking to pit your wits against me?
I'm not saying anything.
Whatever you do, don't try to get me involved.
There's a lot of work behind it. I mean,
Madrid have just scored a second to Benzema.
Karim Benzema.
Your boy's target, Mr. Lewandowski, has had a disallowed goal. Or goal disallowed, should have.
Ronaldo scored there.
Still
an inferior player to Lionel Messi.
Better goal ratio than Messi.
Messi played
better goal ratio than Messi.
Some of the match
was
on the pitch with a bad hamstring.
Better goal ratio than Messi
at one club.
Better goal ratio than Messi.
He doesn't care at one club.
Better goal ratio than Messi
for one club, which Messi
better
has a better career ratio.
Goal
and
ratio than Messi.
Next part of grassroots
from Messi.
Let's not talk about that. We'll save this up for next week, where we'll have a proper debate. Because
okay, we'll save it up for next week when
look,
I pound your ass.
Tim is regularly beaten by his wife, thus he can't argue. So he was in unfair competition.
It was unfair competition.
Anyway,
sorry,
Laurie. I was going to say, I'm not, but I'm scared.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Just want to point out, my wife doesn't actually beat you.
She's
just want to point that out there.
We don't think she actually beats you. We think you, psychologically. We think you just sort of cower in front of her saying, please beat me. That's twice today.
What? Yeah,
swearing.
Bellin's not a swear word.
It's a part of the stadium
of Manchester City.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I was calling you.
I know. It's the worst.
Apparently, originally it was United fans who tried to get it named as that, the Bellin.
The Bellin.
Fantastic. I'm glad they stuck with it. Anything else you wish to mention on?
On the grassroots subject,
because we've not really got a lot else.
But
then you have got to go home because you know your future lady.
You're
under the thumb tonight.
My fiance wants to get me cooking dinner.
You said cooking dinner as if it was a euphemism.
Maybe it was.
I'll be cooking her dinner.
Oh, boy.
Oh dear.
You sounded like such a dirty old man.
That's because that's largely accurate. But yeah, is there anything else about grassroots? So many games you got coming up? I've heard your fixture list is terrible.
Yeah, it is. We've got 13 games to play by the 11th of May.
Fine, there was.
It's now the 3rd of April. So
how many games again?
13.
Jesus.
Where? What sunny delights is it going to take? I mean, the weather might actually be all right for some of them.
It might start picking up now.
I was actually have a grassroots update as well. Tipton 0, Studley 1.
Chairman's gone to that game tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So where did the players come from?
Okay, if you are you know, unhappy with fixtures. Spare a thought for Guernsey FC.
Guernsey
FC. A two-legged FA Vars semi-final with Spenny, the mighty Spenny Moore Town, later this month, as well as 21 league games between now and the beginning of May.
This is because they have to have all their away games in one go, isn't it?
Yeah, because they nobody will go there unless it's a weekend.
Which
is kind of fair enough, really. Yeah. During Guernsey.
Hang on, between now and the start of May, is that accurate as of today?
That was accurate at the 11th of March. But
I was
going to
say, Jesus Christ,
22 games in the space of, you know, about 40 days is pretty good.
Pretty epic. That's pretty epic.
But,
what a word.
Yeah, they...
Our league season's 28 fixtures, and they've got 21 left to play.
It is impressive. They've been playing mighty towns like Rye United, Walsall Wood.
We've played Walsall Wood. This season in the Staffordshire FA Cup.
What was your result?
We played away to Walsall.
You lost, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, the fact that you hadn't said the result.
Yeah.
Didn't
care
that you lost.
It was.
They wanted to scout you, wasn't it?
Yeah, they wanted me to go and play for them.
Yeah.
But I said no. Rather stupidly. I think I would have been paid to play, actually. But, you know, I'm a very loyal.
Foolish.
Castle
you could have
Croft
been
Rangers,
playing in
man.
The quarter final of the FA Vars against Guernsey FC.
I could have been.
And losing 3-1 in the replay.
Yeah. We got hammered 9-0.
9-0?
Yeah. They are a semi professional football side who are paid to
dare
play
to dream,
football.
Dare to dream.
We did dare to dream before the game.
I was gonna say it pretty much would be like those results last season.
Strange enough, my half time speech in the changing rooms at 3-0 down was, "Come on, lads, we're still in this."
This is why
my full-time speech was, well, sometimes you just got to hold your hands up and say they're with the better side.
Jesus,
poor.
I did save a penalty in that game.
This is why.
Otherwise, it would have been 10.
Being a fellow manager comes to my mind. I could take on Max Carnage.
Yeah, but that'd be easy because he's in goal. He has to communicate like this. Dave, come down here. Get the subs ready.
That's pretty much it. Unless Carl's there and he can do it for me.
On the occasion that I was at one of your games, there was an amusing bit where Dave and the other dude,
Carl or Rich,
he was wearing white top. That's all I know.
Okay.
And they were shouting something at one of the forwards, and he was like, "No, Max has swapped me in such and such round already." And I was like, brilliant. So one part of the team is being, or telling them to do something, and the manager.
Can we just go back to that? Because that switch actually led to the person who I switched from the wing to up front scoring the winning goal.
He knows his stuff. I was close then. I was close to saying, I swear.
Are there any other, positional changes you've considered within the team, such as the right winger?
Leave Chris alone. I know he likes to come in infield a bit, but he's a very, very useful
player.
Why
not play him up front and then he'd be infield?
Because he's...
He'd probably play on the left wing, though.
Yeah, no. The problem is Chris's greatest asset is his delivery into the box, which is exceptionally good, which is why I play him on the wing, whereas he's used to playing a more central position, which is why he comes inside. But I just need to, need to rein him in a bit.
He's
get him to hook that touchline. And he has got the most assists, and he's second top goal scorer for our team this season.
Maybe we should fit the one side of his kit with some sort of metallic surface.
And then magnetise the touchline.
Yeah.
Magnetise the linesman.
Yeah.
Wait, no, because he wouldn't be able to run back into his own
half. Yeah,
because then
it's
then
a linesman.
Yeah, he does it anyway.
If we're defending.
And if the linesman suddenly went, "Oh, there's an incident over there I need to go look at," and he was sort of all around trying to cross the ball, and he just went, going backwards,
I don't think any of this is feasible, and I just don't think it's a logical conversation.
Dare to dream, Max, dare to dream.
You can tell if he listens to this, he's just going to be sitting around thinking, fucking 18.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, we're approaching the 55 minute mark. Max is being rude and looking at his phone, so
I have checked the Twitter feed to see if there's anything that's come through.
You haven't been promoting.
Well, they're not going to know about hashtag Carnage yet.
No, they're not. I'm just wondering about if there's anything else I did put out early to see if anybody wanted to any shout outs that people wanted. We had just a ball game, which I believe is pretty much the same sort of lines as Football versus Homophobia. They're asking us for a follow, which I have gratefully done.
They're following us?
No.
Decline the follow.
Until they follow us back.
I'm going to enact things in a Paolo Di Canio style. People follow us, not the other way around.
Easy Paolo Swain.
Pointing at the table.
The next point we had as a shout out, which had already been mentioned at the start of the show, was the engagement. I'm not sure whether it was the engagement of the Carnage or just, you know, engagement on the whole. You know,
I've got a prior engagement.
Yes, yeah. Shall we go
I bet that's what the
no,
Mo-
I've got
bet,
a prior
I bet that's what Mormons say to their wives. Hold on, I've got a sound effect for that. Whoa.
It's too quiet.
You have failed me for the last time.
But yeah, remember, you can follow us on Twitter at @f_factor_. You can like us on Facebook, even though nobody ever updates to Facebook other than me, and I don't go on Facebook after that drunken rant to people.
Nobody really updates the Twitter one except for me.
I like the fact that I've started doing it.
I got really confused about that because when the F Factor congratulated me on my engagement, I assumed that it was our friend Mr. Swain here. He texts me later that day saying blah blah blah, what's going on about this and that, and I was like, I'm quite busy with all the news of last night. It was like, what news?
Yeah, and,
and I just point blank refused to believe that he didn't know.
I thought he was
having me on. So
The thing is though, I congratulated you via the medium of Facebook and Sam and Twitter.
Exactly. So I didn't think you would do it, and I didn't think you would do it via the F Factor tweet.
The medium of Sam.
Sam.
I did mean how I congratulated Sam as well, as opposed to being a medium of congratulations.
Maybe she's just a medium.
And just to throw it out there, I am an ordained reverend. I can do your wedding.
Yes,
as the face of Bo, if you so request.
We are aware of this.
If you need a face of Bo,
if it is to happen, there's going to be a very interesting costume for you.
It's going to be Doctor Who, isn't it?
Tim can't be the Doctor.
No, I don't mean him being the Doctor. You're going to fucking dress as a Doctor or something.
No,
don't be silly.
Although I have picked out a tweed suit.
Oh God, I want to punch it.
I've got some braces if you need some.
I've got some.
I thought you were going to hang on, never mind. I was going to say, I've got some style if you want. But then I looked at you. The man wearing the shorts in April.
Look, the sun is out.
Sorry, are they shorts or...?
They're three quarters.
Yeah, so they're
pretty much
three
quarters. But it counts as sun. I need to get my pasty wet legs in.
Anyway, I think we've exhausted the topic of, well, not really football this week. We will be back as ever next week with Max Debate, Ronaldo versus Messi 2, where Tebow will be moderating.
Oh, God.
It's not really much of a debate, is it?
It's
going to
be slaughtering
you.
It's just going to be me basically telling you how it is and you shutting your face. Yeah,
let's be honest, it's going to be Max over and over again going, still a better goal ratio than Messi.
Yeah, which is
a better goal ratio than Messi.
It's like a man arguing with a woman will come up with like, yeah, but you left the door open in the back like three years ago, and then a man will just be like, but I didn't scare.
Can I ask you a question? Who always wins the argument in a man versus a woman? Actually, Tim, shall I ask you the question?
The woman.
It's a fair argument, and there's never a winner.
I'll be brutally honest with you. I've said this before. Women are always right. Mm-hmm. And on that bombshell, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.